Tony and Melissa in the morning on WICC 600, sponsored by Selco Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, good morning, 908. You're listening to Tony and Melissa in the morning here on WICC 600. With us here in the studio, attorney Eliason. Lynn Eliason is here. We are so excited to have her this morning. Lynn, how you doing?
Great. I'm delighted to be back.
Yeah, I love having you here. So I know you've heard a couple of times on our newscast, we've talked about these scams. The most recent one kind of came up again, which is what I call the grandparent scam, where people will call, they'll claim they're a grandchild or a relative, and they will actually scam people out of money. And they don't even realize that it's happening until it's too late. So first of all, what is all the scamming about? Why don't these folks use their brains, if you will, and their energy to maybe get, a real job? And I'm not talking about the people being scammed. I'm talking about the people who are scamming. Why aren't these people just going out and getting a job? Why are you preying on the elderly? I think that's so messed up.
It's difficult, isn't it? And it's as old as the hills. I heard the Charles Dickens on the birthday announcements of famous people. He was born in 1812, and in 1837, he wrote Charles Dickens, Oliver Twist, and Fagin took Oliver and had him on the streets. I've got a relative traveling throughout India, and you cannot give to the poor kids who are begging because they're owned by Fagins of this world. The scammer's goal, their only goal, is to separate you from your money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What is the goal? What is the end game?
The end game, you know, by playing on your emotions. And sometimes we try very hard when we're seeing clients, when we're trying to analyze our own difficulties. Where are these people coming from? How dare the government take my money? Who said I can't help my daughter get married? Well, if you can ask your daughter to get married and here's, you know, $50,000 to help you, darling. Oh, government, why don't you help me pay for my nursing home level of care? Well, honey, you can't help if you can't give. What they're doing is they're saying, wow, don't you feel? So one of the scams is to say, yes, yes. What's today? It's a rainy, horrible day, isn't it? Yes. Wouldn't you wish you were in a sunny climate? Yes. So you're into this, yes, yes, the rhythm. And some of them are actually, unfortunately, recording our voices. The scarcity principle is a big thing now. Limited time offer, only 10 left. And we are responding. We're responding out of fear, competitive scarcity. Wow, they're going to get to the door before you. How many are lined up on Black Friday, you know? And competition for that special deal. People like themselves. So they have actors who we really love. And then they're selling reverse mortgages. But reverse mortgages are going to eat the equity in your house rather quickly. So you'd want to be very sure to speak to your financial planner and your accountant before you bite off more than you can chew. Oh, but he likes it. And I trust that actor. The fear factor.
It's true, though. But you know what's funny is, like, we laugh, but that stuff that I feel like even, I'm sorry, but even my age group would fall for. You know, like, I think sometimes people think, okay, well, you're older and, oh, that you're easy to prey on. But I think that anyone would fall for any of those things you just said.
Yeah, but Lynn makes a good point. The actor. You talk about reverse mortgages, okay? Robert Wagner, he was a spokesman.
Yep.
My first reaction was, he killed Natalie Wood. Okay, all right. Henry Winkler did it. I says, Henry, hey, he's okay, but really, the Fonz, I'm going to entrust everything to the Fonz. Tom Selleck comes on, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, there's something to this.
Yes.
This must be legit. Tom Selleck says it's okay,
yes.
You know? But we forget, you know, he's getting paid, and he moves along, you know?
I don't think someone of his caliber would endorse something he doesn't believe in. But
true.
I do think not everything's for everyone, so we have to, and that's really the theme of this morning. How can we prevent? And the beginning of prevention is to stop. We don't have to respond right away. You know, my wonderful hubby used to say to me, Lynn, silence is an answer.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah, he's very smart.
You know, so what we say to ourselves, can you imagine, though, that this fear factor hit has replaced the reassuring, the sweet, the scams of the past? They're terrifying us. They're terrifying our seniors, but they're terrifying even the younger people. You will lose your Social Security number, so we're going to talk about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's like I said, are there ways that you can be proactive, like you said? You know, I understand being, you know, stopping, but are there ways to kind of be proactive about things like this? Like, are there things that kind of pop up? Like, do you ever have conversations with your clients, Lynn, where you say, you know, did they say this or did they say that? Like, are there things that kind of stand out, you know, would you say? You know, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, like anything that stands out to you?
Well, again, these scams, they're popping up so fast. It's like crabgrass in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just scary. So we need to be proactive. And to be proactive, again, is to understand where they're coming from.
Okay.
So we know they want to separate us from our money. My loved one in India says, we're told we can't give to the beggars. So I joined an organization that makes meals or creates a cottage industry to sew things so people can have a job. Because if you give to a beggar on the street, they only have to give it to their quote-unquote vegan. But the examples of prevention that you're asking about, Melissa, we need to say no, as I said, and not be pushed. And then one of the great ideas lately is to freeze your credit. And the way to do it is to call each of the reporting agencies. And if it's okay with you guys, what I did is I created a list of resources rather than spelling out addresses and phone numbers. But there are three credit agencies, and you can freeze your credit. And then when you want to take out a car loan or a mortgage, you can unfreeze it. And so the way to do that is on the resource list that would be okay.
Oh, sure. I'll put it up on our website. Yeah, so people can access it. Absolutely. That's no problem.
So you freeze your credit so someone can't take it. We created identity theft with the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. But one of the things that we're worried about also is this money transfer app. This Venmo, Zelle, Cash, only PayPal will mediate a dispute. The others, you're really on your own. Those were designed when I want to send money to my child who's in college, people I know and trust. So when you're giving your finances, you're told to create a gift card, you're told to wire money, those are flags. So again, if we go back to what's their goal, separate us from our money, what should we do? Doesn't sound right. My older sister got that call about the grandparents you spoke about. She said, well, my grandson never calls me.
So that's how I knew something was wrong.
I knew. And he calls her. Her husband happened to be foreign. He calls her by a foreign grandmother name, you know. So grandmère, and they said, hi, grandma.
Red flag right there.
It's not grandmère.
Sure.
So there you were. We want to be very concerned about the peer-to-peer money, shall we say, applications, the gift cards, the wire transfers. But now, what's the latest? Our Social Security cards and our Medicare cards. Why would they want them? So we know they want our money. They get our ID numbers and they can open bank accounts, take out loans. Your government agencies will never call you on the phone, will never ask you to send a gift card, will never tell you that your Social Security number was used by a criminal. So take your money out immediately from your bank and send it to an offshore bank. And yet one of our senators in one of the other states fell for it, embarrassingly.
That is embarrassing.
I was thinking about what's happening with the Social Security card, your Social Security number, and your new Medicare ID number, because one of our clients, unfortunately, a very, very together elderly gentleman who took care of his mom, and he was all set for a wonderful life. We took him at his wishes, had him set up in a great assisted living facility with proper help, and he was living the life. And somebody called, and he said, I gave them my new Social Security, my new Medicare ID.
Oh.
And he was such an amazingly wonderful human being, and he deserved peace of mind. And he was terribly, terribly irate. We need to say to these people, you are trying again to separate me from my money. I will stop. I will think. I will get back to you. You say you'll get back to them. Call me again sometime. They'll hang up very quickly. Remember, the goal is to separate us from our money. So why the Social Security? Again, because bank accounts, credit cards, applying for loans, they may be responsible for opening them, then they are leaving you responsible to pay for it. Your Social Security number has been used in crimes and you are going to be arrested. Oh, my God. Now you say to yourself, how is that even feasible? And if it's feasible, I'm going to go to the Federal Trade Commission. I'm going to freeze my credit. I'm going to stop, think, and go to somebody who can help me undo this damage. Changes in Social Security cost of living statements come in the beginning of January. So now we're ripe. Just as on October 15th through December 7th, our health insurance is renewed, our Medicare supplementary, and the ads are filled with Buy My Product. So they're taking the elderly and they're saying, okay, it's the beginning of a new year. So now you have to give me your Social Security number. I'm going to pause. I'm going to stop. I'm going to think about this. Over 450,000 complaints in 2019. Social Security Administration would never call you. They, the criminals, try to force us to give them cash or gift cards or wire money with a phony threat to shut down our Social Security account. That doesn't happen, guys. So what are we going to do? An ounce of prevention beats a pound of care. Check. Get opinion and experts. Don't be pushed. Check credentials. Make a list for yourself of the pros and cons of the options. Take a minute. Order your credit reports. You're entitled and on the resource list. It's where you can every year go to get your free credit reports. If you see something unusual, I never applied to, you know, Hokey Man's karate studio. Right. How come my credit report was checked by him? Someone has my number. If fraud occurred, file a fraud alert with your credit reporting company. If you file it with one, they are obligated to tell the other two. Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. Their contact information, thank you, Melissa, will be on the resource list. Block, freeze your credit report. ARP has a fraud alert hotline. You go to www.arp.org, fraud alert. Submit a consumer complaint to the FTC. We are in control. And I feel like maybe when we were 2 years old and said, I'll do it myself, maybe we have to rewind the tape. Maybe we've been civilized to be acquiescent. And maybe it's time for us to say, I'll think about it. Maybe that's it.
Lynn, we've run out of time, but if people want to get in touch with you, if they want to talk a little bit more about this subject, if they just want to inquire about your services, what can they do?
Oh, just give us a buzz at our office, 203-336-2566, or our website, ConnecticutElderLaw.com.
All right. Sounds good. Lynn, thank you so much for taking a few moments. That's Lynn Eliefson, Eliefson & Tenor.